Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's February 23rd, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filion, here, as always, with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going this week?
Pretty good. And you?
I can't complain. It looks like we got some interesting news stuff to talk about this week, so let's get at it. But before that, of course, we have to talk about upcoming events. So we've got two in the pipeline coming up. We got the ND Monthly, which is March 19th at L'Abyss.
Yeah, it's a ninth age tournament, 2,400 points, $20, lunch included. More info on the Norton Defender forum. There will be a link in the show notes.
Awesome. And have you read Ninth Age? Out of curiosity,
nope. I went through quickly, but I haven't read it in detail.
We should probably explore that and get Steve on and have a little Ninth Age discussion at some point.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Next up, another ND event. It's the ND Open 8, May 7th and 8th.
If you listen to the news show, you've heard it mentioned at least a couple of times now. It's the big yearly convention they run. Two-day event. Some of the tournaments are only one day. Some are run over 2 days. The 40K and the 9th Age ones are run over both days. There are also War Machine events, Guild Ball, Infinity, and X-Wing. All of those are only on one day. War Machines have events on both days, though, but they are still separate. $35 gets you in, including a t-shirt if you pay before the end of March, and also a lunch. And for the 40K and 9th Age one, it's double, but you have lunch on both days. There is also the Norton Defender show, the painting contest run by Mathieu Fontaine, that will be held at the same place at the same time. More detail about that to come soon, as Mathieu mentioned on the Facebook page this week.
That's the third time he's run that show, right?
I think so.
Right, because I think we had him on for the first show, the first time he ran it.
We had him on for the second show when he introduced the open format.
Ah, okay. Perfect. It's been a while. We should try to see if we can get Matt on board to talk about something. I'm sure he's got plenty of stuff to talk about.
For sure.
So that takes us into the news. So, as always, we'll start with our non-crowdfunding related stuff. First up, Avatars of War, the Warthrone releases. Now, these models actually are pretty cool.
Yeah, I include them both, but the one I really like the most is the Dwarf. The Dwarf Master Mason.
See, I prefer the Lady of War.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not a Khorne guy. And this one is clearly aimed at Khorne players.
Yeah. To be honest, it's both models kind of have a retro feel.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They don't feel like current stuff. I don't know.
They look like Warhammer stuff and not Age of Sigmar overdone stuff.
Yeah, well, even I look at the Lady of War and it makes me think of like a Reaper model or something from a while back, like a fantasy miniature from when I was young. That's what it makes me think of.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
It's got, I don't know, maybe that's why it appeals to me too. Because it's certainly not the nicest sculpt I've seen from Avatars of War.
Nope.
But it calls to me, it speaks to me on some level. But that being said, that dwarf is pretty cool.
Yeah, and he's got the beer. Big book in his back. Yeah, and
he's got a beer, he's got a hammer, and he's got a book. And that dwarf is prepared.
Yes. I like his hat, too. It's a little I don't know the name of that type of hat, but with the fur trim on the...
Yeah, like you'd see a Sherpa wear or something. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's a cool look. Next up, the Azure Dragon kit. Now, I saw this float around Facebook a little bit last week. This thing is enormous and awesome.
The price go with it, too, at almost $500 US.
Well, it's marked down. It was $513 US. Yeah, now it can be yours for only $469 US. Free shipping but included.
It's a really big kit.
It's one seven scale,
so that's big. There's a dragon and two elves or ladies. Not too sure.
Oh, they have pointy ears. Maybe. Yeah, elves of some kind, I'm going to say.
Yeah. And the part of it is in opaque resin, but some of the pieces are in clear resin, so you could use candy coat over those to have some translucency. On some part of the dragon, like the tail, the mane, and some of the cloud they're sitting on. So that's a pretty cool way to use different materials. And we have an unpainted version on one of the Facebook page and a painted version on the company site. And both look amazing.
Yeah, and they have a few other like resin kits as well that are wow.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I've never heard of resinkit.com before, but I will definitely be checking out the site in the future. All right, next up, some Forge World going on. The Mechanicum Domitar Battle Automata.
Yeah.
Or Automata. I don't know how they pronounce that.
The Automatum from, or Automati, or whatever, from Forge World looks so much better than the cartoony one from Game Workshop.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Look at this one. It doesn't look like Big Hero 6.
This is true. It does look really cool, though. I love the paint scheme they chose. It's not a traditional, you know, red Mechanicum paint scheme. I like the gray with the racing stripes.
Yeah.
I think it's well done.
Yeah, and with the missile on the back, just over the head.
Yeah, no,
it looks cool. It looks heavy.
Yeah, it's a cool looking model, no doubt about it. But it's I'm gonna get this right this week, £48, which is like $96 Canadian.
Yeah, a bit over that, probably over 100. Yeah.
And that looks to be about the same size as the Castellan robots, so that's a pretty hefty price tag on that. But well, it's Forge World.
There's one in the Forge page, like the eight thumbnail, isn't that a Castellan? And it's half as big?
It's half as big as a Castellan, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about the same size as the GW ones.
Aren't the GW ones even smaller than the Castellan?
Yeah, but so are these.
No, they're bigger than the... Okay, well, I might be mixing my...
Hold on, am I... The Castellan's the big one, isn't it? With the big, like, siege mortar thing?
Yeah, on the right. And is the smaller one.
I'm not looking at the same picture you are.
Okay, if you go on the link I provided...
Oh, no, that's not a Castellan.
No?
No. That's the other Battle Automata. Sorry, I see the picture you're talking about now.
Okay.
Yeah, no, sorry. So that is not a Castellan. That's the mini Castellan type thingies. I can't remember what they're called.
Oh, okay. So they're smaller. It's not the same one.
Yeah, that's why it's on the same size base. Okay. So it might be slightly bigger than the GW robots, but it's on that same size base, so it's not going to be leaps and bounds bigger.
No, oh, it's a 60 millimeter round. Okay, yeah. The Castellan is on the bigger base.
Yeah, the Castellan's on a giant thing.
Okay.
Oh, the Castellan robot. Castellan. Okay. What's next? I've lost my place in the dock. Oh. The Antoine crazy miniature pick of the week, the hot dog goblin from Hungry Troll.
it's a small goblin selling hot dog for a sports game.
Perfect for your Blood Bowl, like, you know, you put with your cheerleaders, you get the hot dog vendor.
Yeah,
that's all that really needs to be said about that.
Yeah, he's cool with a pair of tweezer, and his pants a bit too low on the back, so.
I didn't... Oh, yeah, his bum's sticking out there. He's definitely got plumber going. It's not tweezers, it's tongs. Yeah, to grab the hot dogs.
Tongs? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the... oh, yeah, this was cool. So Warzone has released some new miniatures. Well, Warzone's the game, but...
Protoss.
Is it... Yeah, Protoss is the company. It's called Warzone Mutant Chronicles, right? That's the full name of the game?
It's Warzone, Resurrection, and Mutant Chronicles, if I remember correctly, is the RPG.
Okay.
So it's, it all goes together.
Yeah. So anyway, in any case, it's the Bauhaus Blitzer and Sturmblitzer heavy machine gun team. And they look awesome.
Yeah, I'm not always a fan of their sculpts or the paint jobs, but those are really neat.
You know, back in the day when Warzone first came out, the original Warzone, I remember people leaving 40K to go play this game because it was cheaper. Yeah. And they had some of the ugliest models.
They had cool concept, but the rendition of the final models were not good.
It was like the dark age of miniature wargaming, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. I remember the same about Chronopia by the same company. So.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at you look at GW models at the time, right? They were to the old Warzone models what current GW models are to them now, right? So it's all that to say though, these look amazing.
Yes.
Come a long way. I love the machine gun. And that missile launcher with the cartridge.
Yes.
The big rotating cartridge. That is amazing.
And the paint job on the models is pretty cool too.
Yeah, they have a
painter. Really nice NMM black.
Yeah.
Like the guns are really dark polished metal, or not too sure what. And one of the guy has a bayonet on the same metal, probably. And the effect on it is pretty cool.
A bayonet? I don't know if that's a bayonet, man. That is a short sword, possibly a long sword, attached to the bottom of his gun.
Yeah. So it's a big bayonet. No?
It's the size of his leg, so I guess it's a bayonet. You'd think that would make the gun front heavy, but whatever.
Oh.
It's aesthetics.
He's using it with both hands, at least.
Yeah, at least. At least. All right. So let's move out of this and go into the Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. You know, first up, there's one Kickstarter everyone's going to be talking about for the next few days, or the next couple weeks, I guess. And that's the Cool Mini or Not Masmora Dungeons of Arcadia.
Yep. Launched this morning. Already over 200K.
So. Yeah.
They went for a short period, though. They are only up for 2 weeks, which is pretty short for Kickstarter nowadays.
Well, you know, for a pre-order, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest, right? The game is
absolutely
done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Having been on the business side of a Kickstarter for Cool Mini, just painting some of their stuff, they have already production miniature in their hand, so... It's clear that they're ready and on the finished side.
Yeah.
All their tests have been done. All their printing has been done. They are just waiting to put a go on the production, and that's it.
Yeah. It isn't what I expected. I expected something a little more, I guess, Super Dungeon-esque. I don't know. I mean, by the look of the game, I don't see why miniatures. Like Super Dungeon, there's squares you're moving and you're going across a board. This, each room seems to be its own tile, and I don't know if you move around inside it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to see the gameplay video. I haven't checked it out yet, if there is one. But the models look cool.
Yep.
I have to say the models look really cool.
It's Cool Mini. That was to be expected.
Yeah, if you like chibis and you like the Arcadia Quest style, this will do well for you. Next up, Privateer Press.
Before that, it's going up.
Oh, sorry, of course, yes.
Until March 8th.
Yeah, sorry, I'm being bad tonight. So Kickstarter's up till March 8th. Next up, the Widower's Wood Kickstarter. It's an Iron Kingdoms adventure board game. So for those of you who played Undercity, this is the Hordes equivalent. Again, we've got some plastic models. They look really nice. The components look good. I mean, you've got a bunch of plastic. You've got a bog trog. You've got a bog trog. What more do you need?
Yeah.
And is that... that is Pendrake.
Yeah, there is an alternate Pendrake for in one of the exclusive.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
No, that looks pretty cool. And that is running... I'm assuming it's already instantly funded. Yes, of course. Over twice their goal, so no problem.
Yeah,
that.
That one has been going for almost a week. So
yeah, and that's running till March 19th. So if you like that whole dungeon crawl board game, like Descent or like Undercity, but you want to play it with Gatorman and you know Bogtrogs, this is the game for you.
And also, if you're a minion player and you want alternate models, they have a bunch of alternate models you could mix in your usual squads. Because they are not the exact scope from the metal line. They're all like tweaks on it. So it could provide some character to your basic units.
Yeah, the only problem I have with Privateer Press's board game plastic is it's fairly low quality.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, playing with Undercity, I was a little disappointed in the sculpts were fine, but I was a little disappointed in the quality of the miniatures.
Okay. I haven't seen them in the flesh yet. So.
But there's definitely some cool stuff. All right. Next up, Demented Games Twisted, a steampunk miniature game. Now, we've seen a lot of this on Kickstarter. A lot of this on Facebook, I should say. Social media has been going
on. And around for a while.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. I think they pre-released a couple of miniatures.
Because
it seems to me Meg Maples has been using
one
of their miniatures as her like Facebook picture for months.
And she's been painting more than one, if I remember correctly.
So it's a cool game. It's got definitely a neat take. Mechanics-wise, it seems to be very different. It seems to use a full set of polyhedral dice. The style is... not the same as Malifaux. It's definitely kind of got that weird science look to it.
Yeah, there's another Infamy. It makes me think of Infamy, but less dark and more strange. Infamy is a really dark steampunk.
Okay.
And that one seems more... not whimsical, because most of the skills are pretty serious, but they look less like an horror game. While Infamy almost feel on that side.
Okay. Next up, Feldmaster, a revolutionary miniatures carrying case. Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
I don't know how revolutionary it is, but it's essentially a collapsible metal frame that you can put inside a vinyl carry bag, and the metal frame has magnetic trays, so you can magnetize your miniatures, or glue a washer to them, whatever, and stick them to the magnets, and carry them around like that. So think kind of like what Table War does, but in a lower cost form factor.
And it's a bigger footprint, but yeah, you only have one tray, so...
I think the options, there's an option to have two in there, isn't there?
Oh, maybe. I haven't seen that, but it's possible.
I could have sworn there was...
It looks like only one. Yeah. From the looking at it quickly.
Yeah, it's a little... for some reason, I thought there were two trays.
But it can hold a lot, though.
Yeah, it's quite big, and $94 US plus shipping.
And yeah, that's for only one bag. They have a really good deal every time you double the order. So if you order in a group, you could save a lot. Like it's 25% off from their retail price at $94. But if you go up to ordering, I think 10, you can drop down to 45%
off. Yeah, it's 6. If you order 6 bags, it's 45% off.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You need friends to order it that way. Yeah, sure. But...
And you get to pick the colors and stuff. Color of the metal frame inside, and I think also depending on how many cases they sell, you'll be able to pick from different external colors.
Yeah, And also, you mentioned that there's a magnetic tray, but they also have a vinyl sticky tray that you can use also if you don't have magnetic braces.
Yeah.
Yeah. No idea how well that worked, but it's supposed to be good.
Yeah, and it's got a month left. It's raised $2,800 of its $8,500 goal. It's on Indiegogo.
However, it's on Indiegogo with a flexible funding, so the project will run anyway. It's not a sharp end like Kickstarter, so even if it doesn't go to their full funding, they will still get the money and work on the project.
It's a nice case. I'd be interested in seeing one close up.
But cases are not something that there are few right now. So many companies are doing them now. So.
Yeah. I'm actually looking at getting a tableware case.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm sick of buying foams.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got multiple cases, multiple foams, it's just an easier solution, I think.
Mm-hmm. That one could be a better one than tableware, then depending on the use you have for it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most of my plastic, like my big armies are all plastic because they're 40K,
mm-hmm.
or majority plastic. So this would really just be for my metal armies. So War Machine, you know, Hordes, Guild Ball. So I'm actually looking at getting the smaller tableware case.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not news. So moving right along. Last on our list, Crosslances released the Rough and Tumble. Or funding the Rough and Tumble, the first 3D self-printable board game.
Yeah. That one I added into the list more because of the curiosity and the,
Yeah, it's definitely got a geekness factor, right?
But I can find it. But yeah, for the geekness factor, like a printable game on Kickstarter, that's a first for miniature stuff. I've seen like games where you have PDF or like no miniatures, board and chits and cards, but printable miniatures, that's a first. And you have a bunch of miniature, and it also provide like your size at 28 millimeter. If you want them at that size, you print them at 100%. If you want them in 24 millimeter scale, you print them at 1 in 92%. And et cetera, et cetera. They also provide the paper standees for people who are waiting for the 3D stuff to print.
Yeah, the models look cool. I don't know what the actual printed models looks. I think these are just renders.
Yeah. And it probably depends on
who you get 3D print it, and if you're doing it yourself.
So.
But still a cool concept. Worth checking out. I think it's some interesting designs, too.
Mm-hmm.
The dwarves look different. They're not as round as usually you see dwarves being. No, I like them. Well, Antoine, I think that's another episode.
Yeah, and that one is running until March 21st.
Yeah, I'm terrible at this tonight. Jeez. Yeah, I got no excuses. Sorry. I just suck this week. It's all good. I think we've recorded too much recently.
Yes.
In 2 weeks, we've done 2 shows and 2 news programs. That's crazy for us.
That's a lot for us.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I got to get back to editing. So I guess we'll see everyone next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio, and Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Broken Prism Reviews, a YouTube channel bringing you game reviews in three parts: unboxing, express gameplay, and a quick rundown of what makes the game stand out. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.